أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. In the previous ayah, the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained that accumulating wealth has made man unmindful of his real purpose of life, the akhirat. Ulama have written that not only the accumulating of wealth, but also that a person is proud about his family, that on this family we are so great, etc. And everything else also that makes man unmindful of the reality of akhirat. Whether it is like in our times, our sports, our pastimes, our holidays, the cell phone, whatever else there is that makes us unmindful of the reality of the akhirat. All those things, Allah Ta'ala says that that those things are going to destroy you, and the reality of it will open when you go to the qabr. Also, whenever we go for a janazah, besides a janazah, we go to the qabristan, the main thing is to take a lesson from there. Otherwise, isali sawab and dua maghfirat we can make from anywhere. But we are encouraged to go to the qabristan at least once a week, preferably on a Friday. And then we should go there and see the condition, and we should take a lesson. These people who are living here, in what huge mansions they were living. Today they are just in the small piece of ground and they are lying there under. These very people who had great power and authority, today they lie there, they can't do anything whatsoever. These people with all their great wealth and riches and cars and everything, today there is nothing with them of that. So this lesson that we have to take, that is why really we are encouraged to go to the qabristan to take this lesson. So Allah Ta'ala says when you'll go and visit, where even in this way, then you'll know the reality, then reality will come to you. And if you, when you yourself will go and you'll become the mayyit, then at that time you will realize fully that all this dunya was just a dream. And just like in a dream, sometimes a person sees sweet dreams and he enjoys. Like this dunya is just a dream like that. And sometimes a person has nightmares. This dunya's difficulties and hardships are also just like a nightmare, not a reality. The reality will be in akhirat. All the difficulties and hardships a person can have as much as there can be. But when he'll go to the qabr and the least difficulty he gets there, then he will realize that was just a nightmare I was having. Now really I'm having problems and difficulties. May Allah protect us all. So the real life is that life of akhirat. Then Allah says, Kalla, koi nahi. All the doubts that you are having, that was nothing. It wasn't something to be doubted about. All that you pay, you were heedless, unmindful of the akhirat. That was not at all. It's not proper for you to be heedless and unmindful of the life of the qabr, of the life of the akhirat. That is the reality. So Allah, by the words kalla, it should also take us out of all these doubts that we have, or that we are in this, our eyes are covered and we can't see the truth. We are not seeing the truth. We are thinking dunya's life is everything, the end all and the be all. So Allah says, never ever. Sawfa ta'alamun. Aage jaan loge. Soon you will come to know. When you will go to the qabr, then you will know. For our condition, when we go for janazah namazes, then we are making so much of noise there. Please and please have to be made, at least for the respect of the mayyit. And really, it is a place that a person should really take lessons. But there also we are discussing the weather, we are making jokes, we are laughing loudly. It's a very, very sad case of our unmindfulness. We should really take a lesson, and these surahs are here to give us those lessons. We hear about it, but unfortunately we don't pay any attention. Then to stress it, Allah says another time, ثُمَّ كَلَّا. phir bhi koi nahi really understands. In other words, like Allah Ta'ala is really knocking at us or pleading with us, for your sake please understand how we will plead with our young children that come out of this unmindfulness of yours, out of this arrogance and pride of yours, come out of it. Understand reality. Allah Ta'ala is in a sense pleading with us. Allah is commanding us that come out of all this, out of this unmindfulness of yours, your denial that this akhirat is no life whatsoever. And sometimes we just pass it off lightly when somebody advises us, you going to your qabr, I'm going to my qabr, as though it is just a light thing. No, it is a very serious matter. Again, Allah says, Sawfa ta'alamun. Aage jaan loge, soon you will know that this dunya's life was just amusement, and it was just passing one's time and wasting one's time. That is what really amusement is and entertainment is, just wasting one's time and passing one's time. There is no reality in it whatsoever. And all these other things that we are getting involved in, whether it be the sports, whether it be the weddings, whether it be other functions, etc., we are really just wasting our time. And every person will know about it when he goes to the qabr. And then of course it will be too late, but then he will realize that really, how could I have wasted my time like that? A person will want to kick himself, and you can't kick yourself. Then you're in your back, then you will realize that I really just wasted my time in this world. Kalla lo ta'lamuna ilma al-yaqeen. Then Allah says, you will know ilma al-yaqeen. The definite knowledge you will get at that time. And in, from here also we understand that all the things of this dunya's knowledge is not really knowledge. It was just for necessity for that little while. But the real knowledge about Allah, about Akhirat, about the life of Akhirat, that is the real knowledge. And how to prepare the knowledge of Deen, the Shariat and the Fiqh, that was the real knowledge. And this knowledge of this dunya was just for the sake of this dunya, and that knowledge also will be left behind. And not one bit of this dunya's knowledge will help in the qabr. Deen's knowledge helps in this dunya also, and it will fully help there also. But this dunya's knowledge will just stay behind, and there also a person will see that whatever degrees I acquired, and I studied so much and so much of this dunya, that also is all left behind. So this is the reality. May Allah make me, all of us understand this. We are just talking and hearing, but if this reality can come into us, our lives will be made, and in fact we'll be making the lives of thousands and millions of people. One person that gets made is an inspiration for so many others. And if we are destroyed, together with that we must not be destroying other people also. May Allah be kind and merciful to us and guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.